Episode 3247, Build Tomorrow by Starting Today.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying your fabulous weekend and truly some time together with family before the holidays. I know things are kind of crazy and some of you may be coming off of Hanukkah, but today I want you to focus on your loved one. Yes, I'm talking about the person you're sleeping with, your spouse. Build tomorrow by starting today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Okay, are you ready? Because, I'm excited about this one. I started thinking about this for a while, and I was like, you know what? A lot of people struggle in marriage. I mean, we just do. Marriage is tough. It is rough. And a lot of people nowadays don't even want to get married because it's just easier. Let's just live together. Let's just do that. But even doing that is not the answer either. And so I want you to look at it from the perspective of building tomorrow because you're starting today. Because we often find ourselves caught up in the busyness of life, constantly putting off the things we know are important until tomorrow. Like, we can wait. But what if you prioritized the present and not the present that you put under the Christmas tree? Build tomorrow by starting today. And you've got to look at this in your own marriage. Like, what does this look like? And if you're not married, hey, stay tuned, because if you're dating or going to be in a relationship or you want to be in a relationship, you need to listen up. Because a lot of times we don't get this knowledge. And I wish I would have known a lot of what I know now before I got married, because my marriage would be even better and I wouldn't have all the twists and turns. Now, there's still going to be twists and turns, right? Because life comes at you. But we would have managed it differently. And I think that's the key here, is how we manage our progression as a couple. You know, the holiday season can be particularly challenging for couples, as it brings with it just this huge barrage of stressors, overwhelm, and financial pressures. I mean, have you looked at your list? Did you set a budget, actually? From juggling family gatherings and obligations to managing those expectations and navigating the holiday budget, it's easy for the joy and the love to get lost amidst the chaos, right? We look up in the sky and we're wanting stars all the time in our marriage, but sometimes we look up and it's like, I see no stars. Like, there's nothing there. There's nothing bright. There's nothing that's pulling and drawing you in. And you're like, oh, well, all right. And you just kind of put up with it for a little while. But during the holidays, it's all heightened. Your emotions are like, you know, they're almost like raging out, like seriously, because of the stress. And you're on this roller coaster for like a week, sometimes 2 weeks, depending upon how much time you spend with family. But it's not too late to turn things around, right? Wherever you are in your marriage, it's not too late. I truly, honestly believe that. I know. I've been through my own tornado and we came out on the other side. We are more in love now than we were ever in love. So by focusing on the power of today, you can slowly but surely create a more fulfilling tomorrow. You got to create your now. And you do that when you build tomorrow by starting today. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Build tomorrow by starting today. You can't put what needs to happen today off until tomorrow. And sometimes that means you got to restructure your day. I know it's not fun. I get it. I get a phone call every once in a while. My husband interrupts me and I'm like, oh, seriously, like I have all these things to do. I may be even in the middle of writing. And if it's him, I still answer the phone, even though, listen carefully, even though I may not remember what I was about to write. And I do a lot of content. You know that with the daily podcast, we've got the TV show, we've got things happening. We're going to be opening up AIM at the beginning of the new year. I mean, there is just a ton of stuff that I'm doing on the back end that a lot of people don't know. I mean, you wonder why I don't have a newsletter all the time. We're getting there. We're going to have one because I know people are like, Christiane, we want even more. I appreciate you. I'm glad that you want more. I want to serve you more. But it's hard because we work with a very, very small team. You know, when you send me an email, guess who's reading it? Me. I'm actually doing the reading. Nobody else. I don't have a secretary. I don't have an administrator. I don't have anything like that. It's me. You get my eyes on it. But you see, that's how I want this to run. That's the dedication I have to create your now. It's not something that I just was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to throw this together because I like talking on a microphone. Really? I could do 1,000 other things. Seriously. I think I come up with about 25 to 30 other projects I could do in a week. But guess what keeps pulling me back? You do. Create your now, the way I see it here. My strength is my story. This is your story that you're writing. Build tomorrow by starting today. You can't put off what's important right now, the presence, and not the presence as in plural under the Christmas tree, but the presence within your own heart. And it's unfortunate because a lot of times we are just too consumed by everything else around us. I know I've done it many times. I could get consumed with my own writing. I can get consumed with my own recording that I'm like, oh, if only. Nope, I don't have an if only moment. I have this moment. That's what you need to look at. Just imagine this for a moment. What if you could increase your day and improve your day by just 1% with your spouse? What would that do for your marriage? Like seriously, just 1%. So if you could love a little bit deeper, just 1%, imagine what that would calculate at the end of a year. 365% worth of growth from where you started right here, right now, today to create your now. But you see, you have to be willing to build tomorrow by starting today. You can't put it off. You can't say, oh man, I'm in the middle of writing decline phone call. Nope, I can't do that. I have this moment in time, not if only he could just wait another 20 minutes when I'm done. No, I have this moment right now. And I get to choose. It's like writing your own Hallmark story and saying, oh my goodness, what would change my future if I answered this text or I answered this phone call or if I made this appointment or if I showed up actually on time? How would that change things? It would change a lot of things. What if you could better tomorrow by improving today by just 1% and every single day? Becoming that much better of a person. And that's not saying like you're perfect. No, you're going to have another 365% to grow next year. And then the next year. And then the next year. And the next year. But you've got to look at this year. Right now, right where you are. So what does it look like to build tomorrow by starting today? Well, number one, you have got to express gratitude daily. I'm telling you right now, we take each other for granted. Spouses do all the time. They say, I do. They get comfortable and it's like, okay. And then the kids get involved. You got activities, you've got responsibilities, you've got other priorities, you've got jobs, you've got careers, you've got creativity in your mind. You're building a business, you're writing a book, you're traveling, whatever you're doing. And all of a sudden that becomes more important instead of the connection between two hearts. You've got to take a moment each day and express gratitude for your spouse and the love that you share with them. You see, gratitude has such a profound impact on our well-being and the quality of our relationships, whether it's through a heartfelt conversation, a handwritten note, or even a small act of kindness, a random act where you not plan it, but it's like, you know what? I'm just going to send them kind of a cute little fun, sassy text. Let your spouse know how much you appreciate them. Tell them thank you. This simple practice can work wonders and strengthening your bond as a couple. But you see, the key is you actually have to do it. Build tomorrow by starting today. make it a daily interaction with your spouse. And I don't want it to be so habitual where you go and say, oh, thanks, babe, for working so hard for the family. Eventually, after a couple of weeks, that's going to fall on deaf ears. It's not going to mean anything. What you say and what you share has got to come from the heart. You see, you build tomorrow by starting today when you connect two hearts. But a lot of times we only are connected to one. And we're missing the other one that we said I do to, whether it was months, years, or decades ago. Number two, practice active listening. I was at a conference just a couple days ago. And I don't know if you know him or not. You may have heard of him. Don't know about him. But anyway, he was He was one of the speakers, came in. It was Grant Cardone. And he was asked a question by Pete Vargas. And he said, what are the three main things that you want your children to come away with? And he goes, it's not just my children, it's anybody. But this is one thing I want my children to gain. And this is so important. Listen, he asked for three things. Grant Cardone said, number one, communication. Number two, communication. Number three, communication. My friends, communication is the cornerstone of a healthy marriage. Yet it's often taken for granted. It just is because we think we've said it. It's kind of like going to the doctor's office. How many times do you think your doctor or the receptionist there says two or three phrases over and over and over and over and over again? Oh yeah. Imagine that, 60 to 100 times, depending upon the practice. It's craziness. And we take for granted like, oh, I think I already said it because you said it to the last 15 people. But did you say it? Are you communicating it to the person's heart that matters most to you? I mean, like, really let that sink in. Make a conscious effort to practice active listening when your spouse speaks. Put away distractions, maintain eye contact, and truly engage in conversation. Show empathy, like validate their feelings. Whether you want to agree with them or not, it's their feelings, not yours to claim. So validate them. Maybe you're stronger. That's great. That's why it takes two in a marriage, not one. Right? Some of you are going to be stronger in some areas versus other areas. There's nothing wrong with that. But your heart, my friend, has got to be fully present. And it's just not when we're not active listening. We've got so many distractions coming at us. We've got the bings and the dings and the dongs, whatever it is. And all of a sudden now, what we think was going to happen has now faded. When you are fully present, when you validate their feelings, whether you agree with it or not, I'm being honest with you. Because you may be like in your head, oh, he's so wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. Grow up already. Put your big boy panties on. I put my big girl panties on all the time. I get it. I totally get it. But you still have to understand that that's their feelings. And your spouse has every right to have his or her feelings. Don't take that from them. And when you do so, you're not only strengthening the connection between you, but you also create a safe space for open and honest communication. You grow stronger. Have you ever seen that commercial alien tape? I know this is totally like sidebar, but keep with me here. And how they show this boat and they put the alien tape and, you know, it has the holes in it, but they use the, is it alien tape? It's something weird like that. You know what I mean? You probably have seen it. It's popped up somewhere. It's an infomercial. It's all the rage, you know, whatever. I don't know if it really works. They're not a sponsor of this program. Maybe they need to be. I don't know. I haven't personally used it. But anyway, all of a sudden this boat is leaking, but then they go and they tape it up and they say, oh, here you go. You got this. It can float. And they put the guy in it and they show him on the water. Now, I don't know if there's some magic trick to that or if it really does work or if it worked for just that one time. I don't know. But you see, we've got to have alien tape for our hearts. You and your spouse, you've got to protect it. Because you see, if you don't have a safe space for your spouse to land all the time, I'm here to tell you they'll find another safe space. And you don't want that safe space. Really think about that. And also, if you're like, gosh, active listening, I listen all the time, I can repeat what he says and whatever. Yeah, no, but if you're distracted by the kids and you're doing things, you know, me, I can multitask. I am great at that. I am really, really good. But my husband, oh no. He is one-to-one and he wants to know that you are listening. And he gets distracted because I'm doing three or four or five other things, doing them well, by the way. But to him, that's a distraction. So I'm not honoring him by sitting there and being all distracted. I need to honor him by doing what? Coming to him, grabbing his hands and looking at him in the eyes and saying, I'm here, tell me. Or if he FaceTimes me, or if he is just talking to me on the phone, it's not like he can hear me doing the dishes or the laundry in the background or the vacuum cleaner. He knows that I'm all in for him. Are you doing that with your spouse? Finally, number three, prioritize self-care. You know, it's easy to neglect ourselves. It really is, especially when life gets chaotic. I mean, look at the holidays, right? Have you had time to take a shower lately? I won't tell anybody. Your secret's safe with me. But by taking care of your well-being, it really does help your marriage thrive. So make self-care a priority. And I'm not talking about just losing weight. I mean, yeah, your body, if you need to lose weight, don't do it because of your marriage. Do it because of your health. But I am telling you this, it will help your marriage in many ways than one. And probably come the new year, we're going to do some episodes specifically to that. It helps in the bedroom. It helps in the living room. It helps in the kitchen. It helps when you're out in public. So make self-care a priority. Set aside time each day to focus on activities that rejuvenate you. What is that? Maybe it's only reading a couple pages of a book. That's great. Do it. Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe it's practicing that mindfulness, just having that time to breathe. Maybe for you, it's turning on Christmas music in August. Great. Do it. Right? Whatever you need, practice that self-care. Prioritize it. Because that's going to help replenish your energy and it's going to help you be the best selfie, not only for yourself, but also for your spouse. You see, self-care impacts your confidence. And when you feel confident, you show up different in your marriage. Build tomorrow by starting today. And that starts by making the choices that you have, making decisions that are going to strengthen the bond of your marriage. If you're going to go buy something, you know, what do you do to go purchase something? Okay. Do you do kind of like, oh, a comparison? You know, maybe you're looking at buying a new mixer and you want one of those big, huge mixers that you put on, you know, your counter. And so you've got all these different kinds. You've got KitchenAid, you've got Bosch, you've got, oh, I don't know how many different ones there are out there. There's a ton. You've got some that are unnamed brand, right? But they're represented by the store. Whatever it is, you probably go down and you look at all the positives and negatives. What do they come with? What is this? If you were to look at your spouse right now and you were looking at going, huh, would I say yes to my spouse again? You're looking at the pros and cons. Would he rise to the top? I mean, like, seriously. Because you see, we spend more time on the things that we purchase and less time on the hearts that matter. Seriously. Build tomorrow by starting today. And you can do that by just implementing these simple yet powerful actions. And when you do that, what's the key here? It's not about being perfect. The key is bettering yourself by 1% every single day. When it comes to your marriage, tomorrow can't be fabulous if today isn't the focus. So let go of procrastination. Seize the day, this moment in time. Because I promise you, your marriage and your future, it'll be much better. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.